Is John Kerry nuanced or is he equivocal? Is that forthrightness we're hearing from George Bush or is it arrogance? Jeff Nunberg has been listening to both men with a linguist's ear, and he thinks those impressions may depend on how they use little words like now and see.
Which of the major presidential candidates recently began a section of a foreign policy speech with a phrase, as complicated as Iraq seems? You needn't have heard this speech to guess that it was John Kerry. George Bush doesn't begin a lot of sentences by reminding you that the issue is complicated. It's hard to think of two presidential candidates who deal with complexity more differently than those two do. The one acknowledging it at every turn, the other gliding over it as if it weren't there. If you're looking for a stylistic key to Kerry's complexity complex, listen to the sentences he begins with now. I'm not talking about the now that means at this moment, but the now that announces a reservation or concession, the one that sets up a but somewhere down the line. As in, now I know it's no beauty, but it'll get you to work on time. That's where Kerry piles on his qualifications and hedges before he finally comes down on a question. Here he is in a recent interview with the Washington Post.
The way to go is to try to maximize the ability to be successful. Now, this administration may have, and I say may have, I don't know the answer to this. They also may not have. It may be that we get Brahimi through a successful process. It may be there's a sufficient level of deal cut. It may be that the parties will all quell their individual aspirations long enough to get us out of there and reduce the level and then go at it. I don't know. I mean, you don't know either. None of us do. But I'll tell you, we're not maximizing the potential for the outcome that we went in there to achieve.
That's a typical Kerry comment with as many forks and switchbacks as the Boston subway. The style makes him an easy mark for charges that he's inconsistent or lacks strong convictions, particularly if you pull out a snippet to use as a soundbite. They may have, they may also not have. But Kerry's involuted syntax is less a sign of prevarication than of an excess of prudence. He steps into a thought like someone cautiously wading into a rocky stream, always probing with his toe for stones. And when he finally does set his foot down, it's cushioned in abstractions. We're not maximizing the potential for the outcome we went in there to achieve. When he's finished, it's sometimes hard to tell if he's actually touched bottom. George Bush rarely allows complexities to cloud his remarks. Even if he wanted to, his syntax wouldn't be up to it. In fact, he often conveys a puzzlement that things aren't as clear to others as they are to him. You can hear that attitude in his predilection for beginning sentences with see or you see, which he'll sometimes do half a dozen times in a single press conference. Ordinarily, you use those expressions when you're letting your listeners in on a hidden explanation, something you know that they don't. See, that's why they wrap them that way, so you can't tell they've shrunk the package. But the remarks that Bush begins with see are rarely things that would come as news to the audience. They're more often platitudes or truisms.
It's an opportunity for us to say to a mother or a dad, here's your chance to achieve your expectation for your child. You see, a society that is responsible is one in which a mother and dad, you know, love their children with all their heart and all their soul. And that's the definition of full sovereignty. You see, when a government's fully sovereign, they then make requests on the behalf of their people.
This economy of ours is strengthening, and that's positive. See, we want people working here. In America, we don't even want people working. Freedom-loving people did not seek this conflict. It has come to us by the choices of violent men, hateful men. See, we seek peace.
It isn't likely that Bush thought that any of those remarks he introduced with C were revelations to his audience. But then, that isn't really what he's doing with the word. It's like beginning a sentence with, let me tell you a little secret, or this may come as news to you. It's a way of packaging a truism as if it were inside information, with the implication that there are some people who may not find it as obvious as it is to you and me. It's as if to say that the world is really a simple place, except to the people who make things too complicated to see the truth in front of their noses. See, I believe you have to ask for the vote. See, terrorists hate freedom. To Bush's supporters, that little habit may convey resolute self-confidence. But others are apt to hear it as smug and simplistic, the same way that Kerry's elaborate verbal hedging can make him sound overcomplicated and equivocal. That may seem a lot to lay on the back of a few conversational tics, but then sometimes the prefatory noises we make unconsciously can be more revealing than the words that follow them. "The style is the man himself," said the Count de Buffon in the 18th century. People sometimes quote that dictum as if it meant that a man was no more than his style. But Buffon wasn't being reductive. He only meant that there's no choice we make that doesn't open a little window onto our nature.
Jeff Nunberg is a Stanford linguist and the author of Going Nuclear: Language, Politics, and Culture in Confrontational Times.